I tried the two fasts, fasting from complaining and fasting from, well, two fasts. And essentially, the idea behind that is to get rid of some of the crap and to fill my glass with good things instead, you know, replacing those things that I'm fasting. I think that is the basic idea of fasting, anyways. It's not easy if you have habits like that. I mean, if you have habits like, I'm fasting from eating an apple. Now that makes no sense because apples are not only delicious, but they're also good for you. The fasting from complaining, fasting from judging, that was the other one. And unfortunately, I don't believe that I succeeded, but I kept my mind on those things. And that helped, at least to curtail some of the issues that lie in that idea. So I'm going to continue to fast from complaining and to fast from judging people or things or judging in general. I have a friend who's very, very talented who constantly judged movies. He's a very talented cinematographer. And I admire his work a great deal, but he complained constantly when he was in training about how some movies just didn't deserve the acclaim that they received. And I had told him, I said, when you make a movie that gets acclaim, come and talk to me about criticizing other movies. I think he took that to heart. He's still a good guy. In any case, I'm going to find another thing to fast from. And I have a feeling I already know what it is. And I'll go into a deeper explanation about it. I'm thinking I'm going to fast from isms and ists. There are too many times where I allow myself to fall into one category or another without taking into consideration that those categories do not make me, but a combination of those categories among about 10,000 other things make me. And that makes me unique. And so I'm fasting from isms and ists. I don't want to be associated with them at all. And maybe it's time none of us did.